Hello, hello, and welcome to the Fierce Life with your host. That's me, Conceita Thomas. I'm so excited to be talking to you today about the simplest way to eat for sustainable weight loss. With over 100 episodes, we've been talking about eating for sustainable weight loss. We've had several conversations, but just in case you are just jumping into this podcast and you haven't had a chance to go all the way back, I want to catch you up and I want to give you what is now my distilled advice for the simplest way to eat for a sustainable, that means not here today and gone tomorrow, but here today and still here tomorrow, weight loss, especially for women over 40. This is definitely a grab your pen and paper type episode. So go ahead, grab your pen and paper. Get your sparkling water or your flat water, whatever works for you. Jam out to the show tunes and meet me on the other side of the music. Welcome to The Fierce Life, presented by Conceita Thomas. This podcast is designed to give you the food and fitness strategies, tools, and inspiration that you need to create sustainable results without making the process a second job. You will save the mental and emotional energy that's normally drained by this process and instead use that energy to live your most fierce life. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is episode 119. And as we've already done the reboot, the reintroduction, we're going to go ahead and just jump right in with the eating, because let's just keep it real. If you are a woman and you're over 40 and you're on a weight loss journey and you want to lose the weight and you want it to stay lost and not find you again, along with friends, then we may as well talk about the eating. Because one thing I know for sure, and I bet you've discovered by this point as well, is that for us women in this category, 40s and over, the fallacy, the dream, the hype of being able to burn it off is over. Like, it's not an option. It's no longer an option if it ever even worked for you. For many of us, it never truly worked. But if it did, by now, at this point in life, it's not working anymore. And so I often joke, the easiest way to lose weight and keep it off without relying on exercise is to just get your eating together. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the simple way to get your eating together. The simplest way, 3 points to eat for a sustainable weight loss. All right, the first point is create a caloric deficit. Caloric deficit means you are burning more energy than you're consuming. There is no way around this. There's absolutely no way around this. And if you hear the passion in my boys, it's because it's 2024, friend. And what that means is, if you're listening to me, you probably have social media as well, and you see all of the tomfoolery that is floating past you on your social media feed. Just drink this drink, just take this pill, just take this shot, just do this, just like all of these things that are being presented to you as the holy grail for weight loss. And what no one is truly saying about any of those things is that if they work, many of them don't. Many of them could, but may not work for you. And I'll tell you why. But if they indeed work, the reason why they work is because they either create a caloric deficit or support you in creating a caloric deficit, either by cutting out this food group or that food group, you eat fewer calories, or by taking this pill or taking this shot, you are better able to take in fewer calories. There's no two ways about it. If weight loss is being created, it is because there is a caloric deficit. Now, you may be feeling like, Conceita, that's super simple. Like, why are we even going over this? Like, I don't even understand how this is a point. The reason why this is a point is because once you understand that the mechanism by which weight loss is created is creating a caloric deficit, you realize how much freedom you have in picking your approach. I don't care how great the before and after pictures look for the client. I don't care how snatched the waistline is of the coach or of the influencer. If the approach is not one that you can see yourself following without A, being miserable, which will lead to no longer doing it, which means the deficit will be gone. B, feeling so miserable that you only do it part of the time, which means you'll create a caloric deficit, fall off, eat all the things, create caloric surplus, get back on, create deficit, fall off, eat all the things, which will either lead to being in caloric balance, which means you won't lose any weight, or caloric surplus, meaning you will gain weight even though you gave it your best college try at their approach. If their approach is not one that you are excited to do, that you feel will actually be enjoyable, even if, let's be honest, sometimes it takes an adjustment period, but it's not something that you can see becoming enjoyable at a certain time. Do not lament. Do not look at the before and after pictures and convince yourself that, well, it will be worth it. We've been down this road before, friend. We are women of a certain age. We have more wisdom than that. All you need is a caloric deficit. And if the approach by which is being proposed that you create that deficit, even if they're not telling you it's a deficit, is not suitable for you, it is okay. There is a different way that you can go about it where you can create a caloric deficit in a way that you can actually enjoy. And yes, I said the word enjoy and caloric deficit in the same sentence because I've learned how to do it. I've taught my clients how to do it. You can learn how to do it as well. And if you want my help, I can teach you how to do it. So the simplest way, point number one, to eat for sustainable weight loss is you've got to first create a caloric deficit. That'll get the weight off. And when the weight is off, then you can go to caloric balance. And that is what will keep the weight off. No need to yo-yo. All right. So the second thing that you need when it comes to a simple way to create sustainable weight loss is you need meals that keep you full for at least 3 hours, at least 3 hours. Why? Now, and you need that in the context of a caloric deficit, okay? Because I don't want you to be like, girl, sweet, shoot, that Chipotle bowl with 5 pounds of rice and beans and 3 scoops of guac keeps me full. Check, Conchita said no. Keeps you full for at least 3 hours while also maintaining your caloric deficit, okay? So why is that important? Because if you are eating in a way that you create a caloric deficit, but you're doing so with meals that do not keep you full, then you are playing a losing game of willpower. Okay, so if you are walking around hungry, extremely hungry, all the time, all day, the caloric deficit will not last long. So, in addition to the caloric deficit, it's important that you create that deficit using meals that keep you full for at least 3 hours. If you've been rocking with me for a while, you probably already have heard of PVW, protein, veggies, water. So making sure that your meals have plenty of all three of those will help you do that. There's obviously more to the story, but that is a key point. Your meals need to keep you full for at least 3 hours. And you do that by having a full serving of protein at each meal, okay? None of this. I'm following the RDA, which, by the way, was meant to help you not die, not to thrive, okay? So, a full serving of protein, lots of fibrous vegetables. The bigger the appetite, the more fibrous vegetables you want to include, and then plenty of water so that you can stay full for at least 3 hours. And then the third and final component that you need. Hey, friend, real quick. If you've ever wished that you could lose 3 to 10 pounds in 1 month while sidestepping the hunger and cravings that usually come along with eating for weight loss and also gaining knowledge and practice to create the eating foundation that you need in order to lose 30 plus pounds and keep it off this year through busy seasons, vacations, and holidays, then I've got something for you. Head over to ConchitaThomas.com/foundation. Add your name to the wait list for Figure Friendly Eating Foundation, which is my newest 4-week group coaching program. Listen, I created this program because I talk to women every week who tell me that they wish that they could just be normal around food and still lose weight and keep it off. Many of them, maybe like you, have dabbled in advanced dieting strategies. You know the stuff, carb, cycling, macro counting, intermittent fasting, all of it. But they don't have the handle on the basics that they really need in order to get the weight to come off and to be able to navigate all of life's busy seasons. And this program is my answer to that desire for those women. So if you are one of them, again, head over to conceitedhummus.com/foundation, add your name to the wait list. When you do, you will get a chance to win free enrollment the next time enrollment opens. Immediately, you'll get a mini nutrition lesson that you can start to use right away. And you'll get exclusive bonuses and first dibs on the limited spots when the program opens. Again, head over to conceitedhummus.com/foundation. And this gets overlooked so very often is you need to eat meals that are satisfying enough to keep you out of the pantry. Oh, did she go there? The break room, the pantry, the break room, your children's snacks, whichever one resonates, I'm driving down your street, okay? I know I'm not the only one who's ever followed an eating approach that included plenty of protein, tons of green vegetables, kept you plenty full. Maybe you were toting around a gallon of water like I was, and your belly was full. No doubt you were not hungry, but that did not stop you from grabbing the M&Ms. Did not stop you from grabbing a handful of like your kid's goldfish or finishing your husband's fries. Why? Because you are not satisfied. And so this again is why it's so important to not just blindly follow someone else's approach, but to either create or get help creating your own custom approach, because what satisfies one person does not satisfy the other. But one thing's for sure is your meals have to be satisfying enough to keep you out of the pantry. Otherwise, you run the risk of doing what so many women do who are confused as to why they are not losing weight, is that your meals will be squeaky clean, they'll be textbook perfect, and you'll wonder why you're not getting weight loss results. And it'll be because you don't realize just how much the extra bites, licks, and tastes that you taste when you're cooking the family's food add up to, or you don't realize how much like the handful of this, that, and the third all throughout the day as you cruise past the pantry or the break room add up to. Fun fact, from over 20 years of being a coach and reviewing food journals and just all the things over the years, from even paying attention to my own journey, I have discovered that it is so easy, like terrifyingly easy, to accumulate an extra 400 to 600 calories per day just with the things that we graze on and bite, lick, taste, pick up, grab a handful of this or that, and even forget we had. It's so easy to do that, which is why it's that much more important that if you want to lose weight and keep it off and you want to eat for that goal in the simplest way possible, that you make your meals satisfying so that you're not tempted to do that. How do we make meals satisfying, Conceita? Well, you make meals satisfying a couple of different ways. First way is make sure that you have either a starch or a fat or a little bit of both in your meals, because while protein and greens will keep you full, it's the starch and the fat that will keep you satisfied. Then the second thing is use spices and sauces with your food. The food needs to taste like something. If the food does not taste like anything, if everything that you eat intentionally tastes like cardboard and air, you will be defenseless in the face of chips and crackers and cookies and candy, because those will be the only things that pass your lips that are actually satisfying. So again, you want to eat to create a caloric deficit. You want to eat meals that keep you full for at least 3 hours. And you want to eat meals that are satisfying enough to keep you out of the pantry, break room, your husband's leftovers, or your kids' snacks, okay? So that is all I have with this episode. As I mentioned before, if you want some help with this, connect with me over on Instagram, DM me the word ready. We can discuss how we'll be able to work together. And that is what we'll do there. As I always say here, haven't said it in a couple of years, once you learn something, you have to do something. So your fierce follow-through, should you choose to accept today, is to figure out which one of these elements of the simple way of eating for sustainable weight loss you need to work on first. Do you need to learn how to create a caloric deficit? Do you need to check your meals to see if you're even in a deficit? Do you need to learn how to build meals that keep you full for at least 3 hours while being in a caloric deficit? Or do you need to learn how to tweak your meals such that they are satisfying? DM me over on Instagram. Let me know which one is your next step and let me know that you are doing it. Finally, if you've enjoyed this episode, you've listened this long, go ahead and share it, screenshot it on your podcast player, share it in your stories over on Instagram or on Facebook. Tag me so that I know that you're listening. Leave a review. I would love it if you could leave a 5-star review. That helps other people know that the podcast is back, baby, and that it has great information that they should be listening to, or you can even text it to a friend. That's all I have for today, fierce friend. Until next time, stay fierce.